Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking grilled cheese and beer.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Sometimes when you let your imagination run free, don't you just have these crazy ideas of creating something awesome, maybe starting your own business, or even writing that book you've always wanted to write? Well, this week's guests on Millennial Money Lifestyle Thursday have done all three. Authors of the new book, Grilled Cheese and Beer, Recipes for the Finer Things in Life, Kevin Van Blarkum and James Eddie Davis had this crazy idea of combining grilled cheese and beer, putting it in a cookbook, and they ended up getting a book deal. This newly released book is a fun and unique cookbook with mouthwatering grilled cheese recipes paired with a cold beer. Check out our conversation with Beer Master Kevin and Chef Eddie as we talk about taking a lifeguard class with a publisher, making puns, and grilled cheese wrapped in bacon. Thanks, Eddie and Kevin, for coming on the show. So when I saw the title of your book, Grilled Cheese and Beer, I just knew we had to have you guys on the show. It's a great title, and it's a really great book. And so, Kevin, you're the beer guy, and Eddie, you're the food guy, food and cheese guy. Tell us about the book and how you both came up with the concept.
You want to go first, Kev?
When Eddie and I used to hang out,
we'd like often joke about a fictional restaurant that we wanted to open called Cheesy Beards. I have a beard if you've seen the pictures in the book.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very cleverly E-E-R.
right.
But we would come up with big grilled cheese names, which, you know, all of which have worked their way into the book. But that's sort of how the stupid idea came about. And it ended up being gold, you know. So, yeah, that's from my piece, was just sort of joking around and then having it actually become tangible.
Right. And Eddie, what are your thoughts on that?
That's pretty much it. My head, it was more Kevin's idea, the whole idea of the whole thing. And then it just sounded like a really good idea. And then somehow it became actually a thing.
Not to mention, Eddie makes dope sandwiches. So
I was going to say, so Eddie, have you always made a lot? I mean, because there's really a lot of interesting ways to make a grilled cheese, and I've had a lot of really good grilled cheese. But had you always made kind of funky sandwiches like that?
I've always been cooking with whatever's just around, I guess. So,
right.
I've made a lot more ones that weren't funky, probably, and now I've gotten a lot better at it.
I mean, but this was an opportunity for you to actually go, okay, you know, everything I always kind of wanted to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Just kind of walk around a grocery store and decide I want to use all of it.
Right, right. Well, now, did either one of you separately want to, like, so did Kevin, did you ever think about having a beer book at all, or like a separate beer book, or was this just a crazy idea for both of you guys?
For me, this was definitely like the crazy idea. I've always sort of been interested in writing, and obviously beer is my thing. So, you know, before I got into the brewing industry, I read like every beer book I could get my hands on, which sort of lent itself to me wanting to do something a little different as far as the pairings go.
Yeah.
Which, skimming through it, you'll see that like each little paragraph for each recipe is sort of like a creative writing piece for me that I got to have a little fun with them. Which was cool. But yeah, I definitely was throwing a lot of different ideas around in my head, just trying to, you know, make something out of nothing. And this happened to be the one that people responded to.
Right. Well, it's definitely a fun way. You guys write it in a really fun way, too, besides it being, you know, absolutely delicious and great beer pairings as well, too. How did you start? So, Eddie, how did you start coming up with the pairings with all the different recipes and certain beers? How did you guys kind of merge those together?
Well, first it was the first, what would you say, Kevin, about 20, 25 or so, the first like list we had was all names first, and then we worked backwards.
Gotcha. So you just came with the names back. And did you have a lot of failed recipes?
So we thought
what was that, Kev?
No. I would say that like we really reverse engineered. We thought, so caught up in our cleverness with the pun names that
right.
Later on, it made it harder on my part because I had to figure out how to work in these puns. But
right, 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 right. Well, did you guys have a lot of failed recipes then?
For the most part, the list of failed ones is a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be.
Right, right. Well, I love
it. It was an interesting writing process because right when we got the deal for the book, Eddie actually moved out of town. So there was a lot of, you know, texting and emailing, and Eddie would come up with recipes and send them to me, and then I would work on beer pairing. So it was actually sort of an interesting process for sure.
Right, right. A modern way to create a cookbook.
Yes.
Hello.
I love your motto in the book, that beer and cheese make the world go around. What is your thoughts on that?
My thoughts, I mean, they're simple enough and they always are good. Like,
I mean, is that why you guys kind of came up with the idea of just having beer and cheese? I mean, is that, I know you guys kind of came up with a bunch of different ideas, but you think this one was probably the one that was the best idea?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
why do you think, that grilled cheese is the most perfect, food in the world, to you guys?
I think it's just you always have had it. Like when you're little, you get your parents make you grilled cheese. When you're broke in college, you make grilled cheese. You just, it's always there. It's constant.
Yeah, definitely for me, it's like my comfort food.
You're right.
But I'm old enough, beer is also my comfort food. You know, when I cook for my wife, unfortunately, I'm like a one-trick pony as far as grilled cheese, but I do it well, so.
Well, now, does she expect a little bit more from you, from just a regular grilled cheese?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a sort of affair now.
Right, right.
Belly counter.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Well, how is this cookbook different than other cookbooks, you guys think? Or how did you guys at least approach writing this in a different way than other cookbooks?
From my side, I read only like a couple of cookbooks, but the ones I did read, I got annoyed with how, or not annoyed, I just didn't like how cookbooks assumed you've never touched anything in a kitchen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted my part to be more relaxed, more of an approach of, you get the gist, you can, we're here to help, but it's still your food. You got to eat it. Have fun.
Yeah, and definitely, I think that's 100% the way we approached it. It was also, like, I was reading cookbooks, and they're so, you know, not to diss anybody else's book, but very boring and they're bland and
right.
I tried to put as many little Easter eggs and stuff and make it interesting, you know, whether you think it's clever or witty or not.
Yeah.
That's sort of, or is a little bit of fun.
right. Well, I also love how you guys also educate the readers on the different kinds of beer and cheeses too. So, I mean, was that important to you guys to really kind of set the whole thing up and then show them like this is how the book is going to be designed.
Yeah, I think like the structure was important as far as getting across what kind of a book and what kind of authors we were. As far as the beer and cheese guide, I also like. I made it clear that it's not a beer book and it's not a cheese book at the
beginning. Right.
I work in the craft beer industry and there's a lot of craft beer, but there's also Budweiser and Coors Light and Jenny Cream Ale and these sort of bigger, blander beers. But, you know, they all have a place. And this book is for college kids and beer snobs.
Right.
So
exactly.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Kevin, did you have a hard time coming up with different beers for certain sandwiches?
I definitely had a great time figuring it out. No, it's for me, and a lot of them actually, probably too many of them aren't even done flavor profile wise. And that's how much fun we have is like. There's something, the pesto changeo is one of the grilled. I just paired it with Magic Hat's Hocus Pocus because they're both magic themed, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times it was flavor profile, but mm-hmm. that gets sort of redundant, you know, bold flavors call for bold beers and light flavors call for light beers. So I liked getting a little weird with it and pairing with some obscure stuff and some stuff that people wouldn't expect.
Yeah. And there's so much diverse beer out there these days too.
Sure.
Speaking about the pairings, tell us a little bit about some of the pairings, like Bacon Meat Crazy paired with Stone's Brewery's Arrogant Bastard. How did you come up with that one?
Well, that recipe in particular was one of the ones we actually pitched to the publisher and that sandwich is so decadent and indulgent. You know, it's wrapped in bacon.
Right.
Like, you can share with four people and for beer people, Arrogant Bastard is a similar thing where it's so robust and so flavorful, in a good way, like a very good way. So it was only natural that something like that self-indulgent was going to be with some bastard. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, Eddie, tell us what's in the Big Kahuna, which is paired with Hell or High Watermelon.
The Big Kahuna. Let's see, what's that one? Pineapple. Well, I have to go back. There's a lot of recipes to remember. Yeah. But while I try and find this one, I've been trying to. Kevin, has anyone been able to tell you every pun in the book?
No, not at all.
Well, I think that's what makes the book a little bit more fun too, to read as opposed to just, oh, here's a recipe book.
Yeah, for sure. And like for me, I even read it and I'm sometimes taken aback with like the stuff that I put in there. You know, my wife's, I don't know if you've ever read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, so my wife's a huge fan. So I made a sandwich for her called So Long and Thanks for All the Tuna Fish.
Right.
And step five is don't panic. So.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But back to the sandwich or the pairing thing. Mm-hmm. I trusted Kev to know about the beer part. I was too focused on making a sandwich.
right.
Trying to make something different.
So when you guys were coming up with this idea, and then how did you actually get a publisher?
It's a super weird story.
Mm-hmm.
Very
hard course. Cause I was unemployed. And I met a guy who was also taking the lifeguard course, and he happened to be a publisher.
Nice.
Not a long story, but a weird one.
Right. But, I mean, how did you guys even think, like, a concept like this would work?
No.
Yeah, I when Kevin told me, I thought he was joking.
Right. I thought it was a silly idea, but I just, you know, the guy told me he was a publisher, and it's sort of the way I am to be like, oh, I have this great idea, listen to me. And he sort of shut me down and was like, I'm not sure that'll do well. Right. Later, I got a phone call, so something changed his mind, you know. And I think it is special because it's so simplistic. You know, those really are two things that, like, everybody kind of likes mm-hmm. in one form.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there's so many different, kinds of beers and flavors of beers these days, too. And, of course, you know, everybody loves a grilled cheese. So, and, you know, let alone how many different ways you can do a grilled cheese. So, I mean, it's one of those things you think it's kind of a crazy idea, but then you kind of go, well, why hasn't somebody done this before, you know?
And that's what I'm getting a lot from feedback from people who have bought the book, and it's been like overwhelmingly positive, which is amazing, and I'm feeling super humbled by it. But that's the thing. People were like, I can't believe nobody's thought of this. It's so simple.
Right. Well, like I said, I mean, when I first got an email about the title of the book, I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I got the book, and I was like, you know, showing my wife, Shauna, who's the host of the show, and she's like, we're like, oh my gosh, we have to try this one. Like, they look really great, so.
And, you know, unlike a lot of cookbooks, Eddie and I had to cook all of the sandwiches in one day.
Right. Exactly. There's
7 hours.
Nice. Well, do you guys have any plans for part two or another book at all?
I have ideas for sandwiches, so if they want one, I got it.
Nice. Well, give us one last time the name of the book and where you could actually find the book.
So it's called Grilled Cheese and Beer, Recipes for the Finer Things in Life, available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Penguin Publishing, Heather Lyle Press. If you're looking for the book, you can also go to Goodreads. There's a giveaway until April 12th, so there's a way you can get it.
Awesome. Cool. Are they putting books in bookstores as well?
Yeah, they're a little harder to find because, it was sort of a slow release, but yeah. I'm starting up all over the country. I have friends in, you know, the Carolinas, I have friends in Alberta, you know, up in Canada. Mm-hmm. So they're.
Kev, I forgot to tell you, it's made it to Australia and Brazil, I've been told.
Even girl, that's really great.
Made it.